I want to talk about targeting your job search. Targeting your job search. All right? This is the best way to perform a job search. Not waiting for advertisements. Don't sit around and wait for your perfect company in your perfect position. No. So what I want you to do is I want you to target the area, if you're looking outside of this area, I want to target the area of the country where you want to work or live. Okay, place you have family or where you've always wanted to live or whatever. You get the idea. So you get the area of the country. So if it's the Gulf Coast, it's the Gulf Coast. If it's Mobile, it's Mobile. If it's southeast, southwest, west. And after you have that area, I want you to focus on the certain states within those areas. So if it's the southwest, maybe you don't want to work in New Mexico. So throw New Mexico out, but you want California, Arizona, and Colorado or something. You get the idea there. In southeast, you may not want, you would be okay with Florida, Alabama, and Georgia, but you're not interested in Tennessee. So you take Tennessee out, right? So I want you to focus on those areas. Once you have the states within those areas, then the second thing I want you to do, so you have the area of the country, you have the states within those areas, then I want you to focus on the cities, the companies in those areas within those cities that you want to go to work for. Now, so you have the area. So if it's the Gulf Coast and Mobile, I want to focus on, that's a very small job search, right? You might want to spread it out to Louisiana, Mississippi, along the whole Gulf Coast, Houston to Tampa or something like that. So the second thing you want to do once you have the area is you want to identify the companies in those targeted cities and states that you want to go to work for. Okay, that's their reputation, maybe they're on a best company to work for list, whatever the case may be. But I want you to, this is a list of companies you want to go to work for. So now we got the areas you want to go to work for or work in, live in, and now we got the companies that you want to go to work for. The third thing is, this is key. This is the harder part now. This is the creative part here. I want you to identify individuals within those companies that you need to speak to. All right? Got the areas. We got the state, city. Now we got the companies. Now we need to, the third thing we need to do is identify the individuals that you need to speak to within those companies. And this is the key to this whole thing. Do not contact human resources. Let me repeat, do not contact HR. Why? Because HR will say, we're not looking. We're not hiring. Okay, that's why. We don't want to talk to them. At the Palomo Company, we are working on searches right now, meaning companies have hired us to fill a position and the HR department doesn't even know it. This is called the hidden job market, right? So I'm giving you tips from an insider. That's what this is all about. So don't go through HR. And plus, they wouldn't know talent if it hit them. Okay, so I can hear you out there. But Mike, I already did this. The greatest companies that I want to go to work for aren't advertising. That is a good thing. That's fantastic. That plays right into our creative role. Remember, we're going to do something different. We're going to get creative. So they're not advertising. That's good. Right now, you don't have any competition, right? You want to wait for an advertisement to be posted by this company? Now you have 300 or 500 people you have to compete with? No. One of the things in my business as an executive recruiter is I understand that companies are looking for good people in good or bad economies. That's why we're in business. We're in the people business. And the number one problems facing companies are people problems. People problems. If you take out the taxes and regulations, I've already covered that earlier, that drive companies crazy, right? Taxes, regulations. It's the people problems. See, all the companies in the world, and I don't care what business you're in, have access to the same things. They have access to the same computers, the same office equipment, the same office complex, and so on and so forth. The difference between any companies are their people. Period. Companies don't broadcast radio shows. People do. Companies don't sell cars. People do. Companies don't estimate construction projects, build construction projects. People do. And the type of people these companies have on their staff will make all the difference in the world. It'll be the difference between being successful and not being successful. So if you're good, and if you don't know that, then that's a problem, okay? If you don't know that, that's a problem. If you know you're good, and you've been successful in your career, then you choose who to go to work for. You choose. Let me share a story with you. Many years ago, before I got in the recruiting business, I wanted to get in the music business. I shared this story a month or so ago. I went to college in Colorado, and after I graduated, I had to make a decision. What city was I going to target for my career? Remember, that's one of our steps. What city? What state? What city? What area? Well, I had New York, Nashville, or Los Angeles. Okay, so I'm a college student, right? The cost of living in those other cities were high, so I picked Nashville. Nashville, cost of living was low. I was going to move there for the get in the music business. So I moved to Nashville. No money, no job. I quickly got a radio sales job. Why? Because I knew I'd be outside all the time making sales calls. So what was I going to do? In between my radio sales calls, I was going to pound the pavement on Music Row in Nashville and bang on the doors. Okay? I was contacting companies that were what? That weren't advertising. So I had my city, my company, just like we're discussing tonight, And if you know anything about the music business or entertainment business, they really don't advertise for positions much, do they? So I picked a company that I wanted to go to work for, found out the person I needed to speak to, and started dropping by once, twice, six, 12 times or more. And it was a lot more. And every time I would drop off my car and say I wanted to speak to the vice president, Barry such and such, I could see him in the office. Every time I come by, I could see him in the office back there. And I did this and did this and did this in between calls. He finally came out and said, "You must be Mike Palumbo." I said, "Yes, sir." And he hired me because of my persistence. And you know what? They weren't advertising. But one of their longtime employees was about ready to retire. See, you never know what's going on in a company. Oh, I'm a nurse and I can't find a job, or whatever the situation is, whatever you are. Get in your car and go over there, because what happens is the difference between these companies to be successful, they're people. And the problems that they have are people problems. They may have all the chairs full, all the positions filled, but they got a couple high-maintenance employees. And all of a sudden you come in the door and you're a registered nurse, and they'll say, "Guess what? I'm so glad you came by today. I know we're not advertising, but Mary's going to go on maternity leave next week. We're so glad you came by. Come on in." See, you have to start viewing yourself as talent. We all understand our favorite baseball player, our favorite football player. Okay, that start with, and they have, you know, they go from team to team for opportunities. Well, why not you? Make yourself in demand. If you're good, or we're good in your chosen career, don't you think another company would like to speak to you and have you on their team? Let me give you a baseball analogy. All you baseball fans out there, we got the Bay Bears here. We got the Pelicans over in Pensacola. And excuse me, Biloxi, I don't know if you have a team or what it's called, but let me give you a baseball analogy. We got the Atlanta Braves, closest major leaguer here. Do you think the Atlanta Braves, the Florida Marlins, the St. Louis Cardinals wouldn't want to talk to another 20-game winning pitcher? But, Mike, they have all their pitchers. They have all their pitchers, Mike. Yeah, they have all their pitchers, but wouldn't they certainly like to get rid of a couple if they can talk to a 20-game winning pitcher? Just because a baseball team or a company doesn't have an opening doesn't mean they don't have a need. So, if you use this target approach, the next time you do your job search, you're going to have much greater success. So let me recap it. Number one, target the areas of the country. Two, target the companies within those areas. Three, get the individual's name within the company that you would normally report to. So if you're a salesman, you want to talk to the sales manager, regional sales manager, whatever it is. You're a plant foreman, you want to talk to a plant manager, right? Whatever it is. and contact them directly. Do not wait for advertisements. Do not wait for advertisements. Good luck to each and every one of you out there.